Hi, welcome to another episode of ABA Mom. I am your host, Allie, a board-certified behavior analyst and parent of five. Today we have Christina joining us, also known as Made Easy or ABA Made Easy on social media. Christina is an independent board-certified behavior analyst, or BCBA, who has some amazing insights to share on breaking away from traditional medical model and exploring alternative paths for those who may not pass our BCBA exam or are looking for other avenues to take. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's go ahead and jump in. You've been in the ABA field for some time. What kind of inspired you to become an independent BCBA?
Yeah, so I've been in the field for like 10 years now. And throughout my journey, I've worked in a ton of different settings, like the home, the school, the clinic, the community, and residential. So I decided to go independent after I became a mom. I had my daughter at 25 weeks. So we spent 4 months in the NICU. And during that time, I was really able to like really reflect. And when it was time for us to come home, I was just on a mission. I was so determined to like be more present for my daughter. So I decided to, you know, start my own practice and do my own thing so that I could still, you know, provide the resources and support and, you know, the passion that I bring for the field in a different way so that I could still be present for my daughter and my family.
I love that. And I know that, well, I just actually had a little baby myself. He's 3 months. And I was actually thinking to myself, I'm like, man, like if I, you know, had him earlier, if anything happened, like, I don't know what, you know, I'm going to do, because a lot of our field, like we base it on our clients. So if our client cancels, like we're not getting paid during that time. So, and it's very, I think that that medical model definitely has some ups and downs.
Yeah.
Can you kind of explain the difference between what you do and then the traditional model?
Yeah. So with my business, I originally was like, okay, I want to start my own consulting practice. I really want to target those families that just received an autism diagnosis because, you know, they don't really get much support. They don't get any type of guidance. They just receive the diagnosis and they get some referrals, but that's pretty much it. And then you call an ABA company or you call these other providers and there's a wait list. Nobody's explaining what ABA is. It's just like, there's a void there and I wanted to fill it. So I'm like, okay, well, if a family's just receiving autism diagnosis, I want to be their first contact. I want to welcome them with warm arms. I want to help guide them with understanding like all the terms, what to expect, like protocols, what's like, you know, all the different areas that we are in. So that's originally what my plan was. And then I started sharing my story on TikTok and social media of going independent. And which led me into one of the other things I was really looking to do was create passive streams of income. So I started doing my research in digital marketing and affiliate marketing. You know, you create a permanent product, right? And then you sell it. And it's informative, it's low effort, and it's a way to earn another stream of income while I'm sleeping. Because all you have to do is market it, right? So once I got into this mindset and I started sharing my journey, I started building a following because there's so many BCBAs and other people that are like, dang, like, I want to, you know, go independent. I don't have the knowledge. Like, what are you doing? How are you doing it? So it kind of flowed into like building a huge solid community online and just me sharing my experience of going independent. I also go live on TikTok while I'm at my office.
See you on TikTok. That's where I'm like, you know, that sounds really interesting. Like she's just kind of chilling, but then it gives people that kind of ask questions and find out more. So I love that.
Yeah. And we have such a solid community, guys, on social media. ABA is there's so many of us on there and so many of them need support. So it's like, I'm running my business and I'm telling you guys behind the scenes, it's like, guys, this is how you're going to write an email. This is what you got to look out for. And then people are like sharing like, oh, like any tips for, you know, starting home services. And I invite my community on and we have discussions. I mean, I just really want to be that mentor that I really wish that I had when I was starting in the field.
Right.
To be an opportunity to really pour into the ABA community, pour into new and future leaders, and to also empower BCBAs to go independent is like my drive and my mission. And that's kind of like where it all kind of like stemmed into what exactly that I'm doing. So it's like, I'm consulting, I offer digital products, I offer mentorship, especially for, I have a mentorship I'm going to be launching called, it's my baseline business behavior mentorship. So it's like literally a whole entire TA, if like you want to go independent, take this mentorship. I promise you, I'm going to tell you everything that I know. I'm going to give you a whole TA of all the things to be mindful of, all the links that you need so that you guys can streamline getting closer to becoming independent and making money online sooner and quicker. so that we could reduce the burnout in the field. And it's like, ah, you don't really, you know, it's like
yeah,
showing you guys ways to really leverage our skill set and empower our communities, but also have work-life balance, which is ultimately the goal, right?
Which I, that burnout is so true. So, I mean, there's like all kinds of different strategies like preventing burnout, like, you know, lightening your caseload and things like that. But I love this idea of going independent and working for yourself. And also I like where you started to, you know, just kind of working with the parents and saying, okay, so like you have the diagnosis, because a lot of times, you know, parents, they just go, okay, I have the diagnosis. And then the doctor is like, okay, so OT, speech, ABA, and they really don't have a good concept of necessarily what those things are yet. And so I think just having that before, because again, like when you start ABA, there's usually a pretty long wait list. So
yeah,
but I love the idea. And I love how you transformed into this business aspect, because you know, that's not
niche.
Our strength.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
We're
and
not
I stress
business
it too.
People.
It's like, guys, we have the clinical back end, but
right.
No one's teaching us the business. So let
right.
me teach you guys the business so you can stand on business. And also too, it's like, you're more comfortable and you also know how to advocate in the environments and for the businesses that you are working for, if they are not like following our ethics code or like, you know, it's like, I want to empower you guys to learn how to advocate and speak up for yourself, your staff and your clients, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
Learn right and wrong and your rights. I just have a lot of cool things coming on. I'm actually going to start a Q&A with an employment lawyer. It's going to be called
Ooh, I like
legal.
That.
Yes, it's going to be called, what are we calling it? A legal, no, I forgot what it's called. It's like something legal made easy. Like, oh, labor laws
okay.
made easy. So if you're a business owner and, or especially if you're a new business owner, right? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, is it like, sometimes they're just not aware that what they're doing is illegal, right? It's like that actually is violating
yeah.
law. So it's like meant to be a proactive measure of like, hey, I'm a business owner. I want to start a business. Like, hey, learn this because you cannot do that. And if you're working for a company that is doing that, then you need to speak up and let them know that's illegal
right.
and you're violating these laws.
And I think you're right about not knowing too. Sometimes
you
don't
just
know.
Don't know. It's a mistake. And that happens all the time, especially with all the stuff that's going on in our field. It's like, okay, let's have a baseline expectation of what labor laws look like. And like, yeah, you have to pay staff if they're driving between clients. Yeah, you have to pay staff. You know what I mean? It's like, you cannot have staff working for free. But there's just a ton of things that if we have, you know, somebody that is, you know, a lawyer that specializes in this, that can guide us in the right direction, we all can move accordingly and advocate for the right, our rights and, you know, for companies and businesses.
No, that's awesome. I love that. And I love that you're getting that started, the Q&A, because I think that's going to be so helpful. And like we kind of said, we have the clinical background, but we don't have the business background. So it's great to have someone like you who can kind of mentor us along, who's also has the clinical background too, because I think too, like when you talk to someone, it's like, you know, how to start a business, or you listen to a podcast, like how to start a business. It's like, that's great, but it's not an ABA company. So it's a different, there's a different take on things. There's insurance, there's all kinds of different aspects in starting your own business. So I really love that you're here.
Thank you. I know,
you can help so many.
And especially in ABA, right? Like every state is so different. Like if you're in New York,
yes.
You have to have ABA in your business name. You know what I mean? It's like,
really?
Yeah. And sometimes too, like if you're offering telehealth, your state might have their own telehealth training. Like this is in Wisconsin, I believe. But like every state has different requirements in regards to opening up ABA practice. In
right.
Illinois, they just passed something that ABA practice have to be BCBA owned or supervised by a BCBA.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff changing and you just want to know and move correctly.
You want to do the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I have a question too. So I saw your video with John. I assumed you were at FABA when you
yes.
were with John Bailey. Okay. I was there too. But how did you get him? Like, I was very impressed. I was like, did you just like sneak up on him and say, hey, I have a question for you?
So me and Behavior Shorty and Rosie at Behavior
okay.
FY, Behavior FY, we were in the back of the conference rooms, all the way in the back where the bathrooms were. We were making content.
Okay.
And then he was coming out. So I'm an opportunity. I'm an opportunist, right? It's like, oh my God. And I already had took a picture with him earlier. So I was like, John Bailey, do you mind if I ask you a question for my community? And he was like, yeah. And so we went, I was like, all right. And I just go ahead and ask them. Cause I had to ask him. It's like, oh my gosh,
right.
This is an
yeah.
opportunity to bring this information
yeah.
to my community.
Like,
what's your take? Tell me now.
Yeah, that's really awesome. It's like you're at the right place at the right time. I was like, that was really cool. Like, so I was very impressed by that. I do want to ask you, so I know sometimes and you know, a lot of supervisees that I've had too, like passing the BCBA exam is it's hard. It's a difficult exam, you know. So what other avenues if someone, you know, is having difficult time passing, or if they're like, you know, I started this, but this really isn't for me, like I'm not, you know, I took all the coursework, but I'm just not, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to be a BCBA or like, you know, so what other avenues can somebody take?
Yeah, and I love that you shared that too because I'm a proud failure. Shout out to all of us who failed that exam.
Yeah, a
Woo-hoo!
second time test taker.
Hello. So, first things first, guys, if you can get the credential, especially one of the big things too is like, you know, sometimes people take a delay or like they were under the fourth edition and they have to take courses and they're like, ugh, I don't
Right.
want to do that again. Or, you know what I mean? It's like the test is expensive and it's like, I hit
Right.
my eight, or it's just like the motivation. Just you lose the motivation, but it's like we've worked so hard to get to this point, right? We went to master's, we had to collect supervision, we're really right there to pass. And you get this paper that says fail in capital letters, and you're just like, ugh. But
Right.
if you still have time, I would absolutely recommend to take a study group, you know what I mean? Like add yourself to social media accounts to get exposed and manipulate your timeline so that you're getting constant learning and feeding. Your feed is giving you knowledge. But there are alternatives. So I would recommend absolutely to try to get the BCBA credential because it's going to open up doors, especially if you want to go independent. Like you won't have an issue finding a BCBA because you're using your credentials. The second thing is there are alternatives to becoming certified as a behavioral analyst. So there's another alternative called the QABA, so Qualified Applied Behavior Analyst. Some states are now recognizing them as equivalent to BCBA. So you can bill the BCBA codes and get reimbursed. Like they're seeing it as equivalent. So it's becoming more popular. The BACB credential is in Canada and the United States. The
Okay.
QABA is outside of America and also inside of America. And then there's also the IBA, which is the International Behavior Analyst. And Sarah Burby just created a whole credential in mental health and wellness. So go check her out at Mind, Body, and Behavior because she created a whole mental wellness credential for
Wow.
BCBAs. And
I like
then
that.
I'm actually getting certified in OBM through Melanie Page, who created OBM certificate. So the field right now is at the point where it's really evolving and we're pioneering avenues. But I would recommend too, it's like, guys, utilize your skill set. I know so many people that have not even passed their exam and they started their own business as behavioral consultants. You know what I mean? You're still a behavioral analyst, you're just not board certified. You know what I mean? You can't work in the medical model essentially if you're not board certified, but you could still
Right.
consult with school districts. You could start your own practice. You know what I mean? It's like believe in yourself and put yourself in environments to learn more and also to like network. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like
Yeah.
don't limit yourself to the credentials of BCBA. If you're confident in what you're doing, you're open to like learning something new, building a network, why can't you go and do your own thing? Okay, you can't work on as a board certified behavior analyst for the medical model. You could offer private consulting practices. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
Is you just
it's
got to be optimistic.
exactly. And I like that because I think a lot of us just say, okay, like I didn't pass an exam. Because honestly, because I was a second time test taker when I was like, you know, so if I don't pass this, I guess I'll just like be a teacher. And there's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with teachers, but it's significantly less income for like all this work you put into it. You finally get to the finish line and it's like, okay, now I didn't pass my exam, and so what do I do now? So, and I think that happens to a lot of, you know, even people I've supervised too. It's just like, okay, so what do I do for the exam? And you know, I have found some great resources for studying the exam, but like it's defeating to feel like, you know, it's this one thing I need to do, but it's nice to know that there's other avenues that people can take
Yeah.
in case they get to that point, or in case, you know, because I know too, like sometimes it changes and then the coursework you got to go take like another course, like because now you graduated in, you know, to 2017 and now you need like the 2022 requirements or whatever it is. So also I just want to touch base on your social media accounts. So I mean I've seen you everywhere and I know like a lot of analysts that I have, you know, are following you as well. Like how did you get such a large following? Do you think it's like your TikTok lives? Like how do you think you've grown so much?
I show up. So I've been on social media, especially TikTok, for 3 years now, full time. And literally, like, just literally showing up, sharing, answering people's questions. I started on TikTok. I would recommend you guys hop on TikTok. TikTok is the easiest to me platform to really grow content. And then what you do is you leverage your content. So you refurbish your TikToks and you slap them on your Instagram. But the whole point is, like, I started making content. I would actually duet other providers that, didn't really have nice things to say about us, and I would duet them and, like, label, this is like ABA strategies. Like, oh, this is this, this is that, this is this. You know what I mean? And then over
Right.
time, people would leave comments and I would answer people's comments. And by doing so, I've built a community because I'm building rapport with my community. You know what I mean? Connecting, reinforcing each other's and engaging with other ABA platforms, answering my messages like once a month on my Instagram and like on my LinkedIn. I always welcome people to my community. You know what I mean? If you're gonna follow me, that means you find my page reinforcing, and I want to welcome you into my page and show you what to ex and share what to expect. You know what I mean? But I'm really grateful for the community that I've been able to build, and it's growing. And honestly, like, it's just so rewarding to be in a position to really be the mentor that I wish I had in the field. And so, like, hear all of them come into me and like message me and just share like how my page have shaped their behavior or really motivated them. And like, especially parents that have autistic children that decided to become a BCBA because of my page and go back to school. It's just so cool. I get the goosebumps talking about it because, I did this
Awesome.
and it's been so consistent. You really don't look at how long it's been, but it's like, y'all look back and it's like, dang, I have a really solid community.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then the fact that it's just like, because people, you see stuff on social media all the time. It's like, become an affiliate or, do this, you could make an ebook or things like that, but you're really doing it. And it's awesome to see that in the community that's you've grown. But, I think too, like what you said, being your own mentor, I think that we all need some kind of mentorship, but I think we all that business aspect, like none of us have it. Like there's definitely a need to
Yeah.
start out. You need somebody to kind of help you in that aspect because again, like we're clinical. Like that's not our
Yes.
first go-to. But yeah, I mean, you're definitely an inspiration. I love that you are building rapport with your community online even. So that's awesome. And just through comments for showing up. And I think too, probably when you're doing those lives and people are just like, okay, like what are you doing? People are interested and just
Yeah.
want to know, like, what is it that you're doing? Like, why are you, on your computer? And then you can answer all of that for them.
And you know what's my favorite thing too, especially on TikTok, is I'm usually on people's For You page, which means like it's the general public, right?
Right.
And I get the opportunity because people don't know what a BCBA is. So I get asked, like, what is a BCBA? And it's like an opportunity to really
Yeah.
disseminate our science and invite people into our space, you know? But yeah, I get questions all the time, like, yo, do you ever work? You're always online. It's like, this is my work. I'm working it online.
Yeah, I love that. It's so that's awesome. And I know too, like I just had Diamond, who I wish could have made it today, but I think she has clients. But I did try to get her on because I think you like pulled her up and wondered, she's starting a company and you were able to talk with her, which is awesome. And I had her on recently too, but she's starting up and she was one of my supervisees who's now like she's amazing. She's a go-getter, kind of like you. So she's just out there. But she's been inspired by you and having that social media, that network. So it's nice to have that. And we're all like, I think in some form or another, we're all on social media. But I would also say too, like growing your accounts, kind of getting yourself out there, notice, like show your strengths and just what you have to offer. Because even though we're all doing ABA, we all have some different skill sets that we can offer.
Yes, you are your brand, and that's another thing that I
Exactly.
spoke about too at like my keynote. It's like, guys, put your name, like if you are going to start a social media page, listen to me right now. You need to put your name, put your credentials, put your face on your brand. You could have a faceless page because obviously not everyone is confident talking yet. You could have a whole visual page, but if you're going to
Right.
leverage you are your brand. You are your niche. You are your perspective. Okay. So put your credentials. We want to know, we want to empower people to become BCBAs, but also to put your location. Put your location. And also put your email in your bio, guys, because there's a lot of opportunities out here. And you want to think about low effort, high reinforcement. Low effort, high reinforcement. Oh, Christina, BCBA, Connecticut. Her email's right there. And let me connect with her and offer
Yeah.
this opportunity. There's so much opportunities online, guys. Period.
I think too, what you just said is that's very, but also having like your email is really important because I didn't realize how important an email is. But now getting emails, it's like, okay, great. So now we're good because they don't know
Yes,
how to
but also,
contact you. Yeah.
and also
Oh,
too,
goodness.
the location is key because if you want to go independent,
Right.
that's going to manipulate the SEO. But also too, when people search BCBAs near me, your social media is going to start ranking on Google and it'll help drive traffic to your in-person community outside of your social media community.
Awesome. It's
And
awesome. That's
also
such a
really
great
quick
tool,
too,
an easy
Diamond
tool.
is my girl. She took my baseline business behavior mentorship and
Oh,
a lot of
amazing.
people. Yeah, there's a lot of social media accounts that have taken my baseline business behavior, and they've established their businesses. But like I said, I'm going to be relaunching it again live for this cohort, and I'm going to be dropping so much more knowledge and more info on different areas and provide opportunities too for BCBAs that are like, all right, because you're at, especially with entrepreneurship, there's different phases of it. And entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but if it's for you, like, you know, and like there's that internal tick, and it's like, there's like different
Right.
levels. So when you're ready to jump in, you better hop on my page and let me know because I got you.
It. I think I might end up doing your course. Like, I'm very, like, you've got me really excited about it.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's
That's so
definitely
cool.
like
There's so much to learn.
there's so much to learn, guys. But also too, like I said, my first year in business, I established my business October 2022, 2 months after I came home from the NICU with my daughter because I wanted to pair it the same year with her. And also, so I can remember how old my business is because it's the same age as my
That's
daughter.
easy. There you go.
But I didn't officially launch my business until September 2023, guys, because I was balancing being a new mom. I was learning and understanding business, and I was networking my ass off to people in our community. And it was like a couple months ago, I was reflecting back on January of last year, and I think I met with like 60 different people in January alone, my first year.
Wow.
And I'm like, dang, if I average like 50 people, that's like 600 people I've met with
That's
unintentionally my first
amazing.
year. I'm like the ABA plug. A lot of my network, they always come to me like, oh, you know someone, and I got somebody. I'm just like, I
Yeah.
got someone because of my network. And that's another thing that I really love is I love to throw people's names and businesses in the rooms that they are not present in whenever I know like I have an opportunity to promote my friend's business. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
You know what I
No,
mean? It's
that's
like
yes.
go independent. What's your niche? What's your specialty? And whenever I have an opportunity to promote you, I'm going to connect you with somebody that could probably lead to something.
That's amazing. I love that you're the outlet for so many. It's great. You're networking all over the place. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on today. And then for those that are listening, social media, she is ABA Made Easy. Definitely connect with her. She's a great resource to have. Remember to just subscribe, rate, and review. If you like this podcast, if you have any questions on topics, please feel free to reach out on social media. Until next time. Remember that you're not in this journey alone.
Thank you.